Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
To be low for a long period of time. Underlying this really is a view which the Bank for International Settlements has had for quite some time, which is that demand management policies in big economies are asymmetrical. They respond very quickly when things are surprising to the downside, when growth is turning down, but they're not very enthusiastic about curbing booms when things are starting to move back to the upside. And their concern is that central banks will just be too slow in responding to the pickup that we are gradually beginning to see.
And they don't like the fashion for managing signs of booms with fancy macroprudential tools, as is the fashion in the UK, for example, at the moment.
Indeed, they've expressed some scepticism about this. They're not saying that there's no room for macroprudential tools. A classic macroprudential tool might be a loan to value ceiling on mortgage lending, for instance, or higher capital requirements on mortgage lending, the mortgage book of a bank or set of banks. They're not saying that there's no room for these tools, but what their concern is that monetary policy gets downgraded to a second-class citizen when responding to asset booms. And actually, it has quite
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.